Green Bay Chancellor Bruce Shepard says a budget still up in the air forces him to consider which courses to offer students who must pre-register soon for next semester. For now, he's dealing with the possibility there won't be a budget in the next month and that the lack of funds will necessitate cuts.
To do that, we've looked at every nickel that isn't nailed down. That's all of our reserves. That's all of our salary savings. That's a hiring freeze. The last pot of money we have of any significance is funding for courses that we would teach spring semester that would be taught by faculty who are not already on nine-month contracts. Those are adjuncts and other uses. That's where we are able to adjust to the demands of students as we watch the enrollments for spring term, and that's the last significant pot of money. We have to make that decision by November 1.
Regent David Walsh laid out a broader picture he hopes lawmakers are aware of.
In the old days, we'd say the university was part of the spending. Well, in fact, we're part of the investment column. We're part of the investment in people that will increase the revenue through no increase in taxes, but an increase in GNP and income.
Some Republicans disagree about whether it's a tax increase and say the state's finances are in dire straits and spending must be kept down. The Assembly and Senate versions of a budget for the UW system are $120 million apart. The governor continues to push both sides to compromise, so the budget that was due July 1st will get to his desk soon. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.